We're continuing with the letter of the Rambam's son that's printed in the introduction to Ein Yaakov, Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. What we had learned is that a person who is honest should not accept things just because someone said it, so it must be true. I'll reread the piece we had finished with. Lo nitchayev megodel ma'alat chachmei Talmud v'tvunatam leshlemut chunatam v'firusha Torah. It is not incumbent upon us, just because the rabbis of the Talmud are so knowledgeable when it comes to Torah, when it comes to analyzing the every letter of Torah. So because of that, it does not mean that we have to say that anything they said when it comes to medicine or science or math, understanding different things that are not Torah, well, you don't have to say that anything they said has to be right just because they have a good understanding of Torah. And just because we trust them when they tell us their tradition on Torah, as the Torah says, their responsibility is to transmit Torah, that does not mean that now you're supposed to trust them on anything they're going to say that's not Torah. They give their understanding, their opinion, their knowledge of science that's not Torah. You see that sometimes the rabbis would say, even if Yoshua bin Nun would tell me this, I wouldn't listen to him. In other words, even though Joshua was a prophet, if he can't prove to me something about science, if he can't prove it to me logically, and my logic says it's wrong, being that this is something that is not Torah, well, I'm not going to listen to him just because he's a prophet and he's very smart. That doesn't mean that he knows everything about the planet. He's going to tell me that you can make metal boxes that fly. And I'm going to say, no, you can't. So he might be right. He might know something I don't know, that there's such a thing as an airplane. But from my understanding right now, metal boxes can't fly. So Yoshua would come here and tell me, I'm telling you, one day there'll be metal boxes that'll fly. And I'll say, explain it to me. Explain to me how metal boxes can fly. I know that metal doesn't fly. You want to show me that it flies? Prove it. I don't understand it. Why should I believe you? Ah, you're telling me, God's telling you something that'll happen in the future. Okay, so then I'll believe you. You're a prophet. You're telling me, logically, you're so smart that you know how metal boxes can fly? Explain it to me. If I don't understand it, I don't have to trust you. Yes?
So, I mean, I personally don't know how airplanes fly, but it doesn't... I'm saying, you're taking this logic, well, I don't know how they fly, so they don't fly.
I don't have to trust you that they fly. If I live in a generation where I don't see metal boxes that fly, so then... I don't have to believe that there's a logical reason it'll work. You want to tell me God will make miracles and metal boxes will fly? Okay, there you're entering the realm of prophecy. You want to tell me because you're a prophet, so I should trust you that metal boxes can fly? Explain it to me. Either prove it or explain it. If you can do neither, then just because you're very smart in the area of prophecy does not mean I'll trust you in other areas.
It happens to be a great example because, as you know, it's one of the things he wrote. You know, he said it's so crazy, Rambam, that it's like saying metal boxes will fly, right?
Right.
But it's more problematic, I think, the other way for me. When you see airplanes flying and it says metal boxes won't fly, that's what we have to deal with more sometimes. But something, that's the problem sometimes.
I purposely gave that example.
No.
That's why I gave that example.
Right. The reverse is now when, you know, let's say, to everything known in science, the Earth revolves around the sun. But we'll maybe see a statement that the sun revolves around the Earth or something. And we say, people were brilliant, and at the time it seems like that. Or do we say, maybe we're seeing it wrong, even if all the science says that's...
So that's exactly why I gave that example. To say that Rambam's legitimate in saying, I don't think metal boxes can fly, and we're legitimate in saying, well, they do.
Right.
And Rambam obviously made a mistake when Rambam gave that as an example. Well, metal boxes can't fly.
Right. But at that time period, how can I say?
I don't have to justify Rambam. That's what his son is writing. In the area of Torah, he better know what he's talking about. In the area of science, he knows as much as his generation knows. Fine.
Okay, but you'll go on and you'll say, because there is this conflict today with that Torah, and to some extent.
We might get to that. So, Rabbi Avram writes, "Aval pishu navi, even though Yeshua is a prophet, kivan chen biyado yicholet lodi ha'inyan bechavana miderech hasvara. If he can't explain it to me logically, v'amasa v'amatan, if he can't give me a logical explanation when we have a to and fro, v'advarim sheben nitan haTalmud lidaresh, so he could use the laws of inference and logic of Talmud, but he has to be able to explain it to me." And if he can't explain it to me, then in areas that are not Torah, then I don't have to accept his opinion. So the rabbis in Talmud tell us all kinds of medications. Do we have to go with them? On the contrary, it says you're not allowed to go with them. So a person has hepatitis and he'll start taking doves and shave their bottoms off and put them on their navel and say, now I'll get better. We don't do the cures of the Talmud. We don't assume that the wisdom the rabbis had in the areas of... of Talmud, therefore made them masters of medicine. In their day and age, they were good at the medication that their day and age knew. Fine. So when the rabbis say, eat old fish, eat them just before they spoil. Tosa says, don't try that at home. Bad idea. We don't know what fish they were talking about. In our day and age, it could be very dangerous to eat fish just before they go bad. כיוון שאנחנו מוצאים להם אומרים שלא נתאמת ולא נתקמו בגמרא דברי הרפואות וחניין אבן תקומה שאמרו שמונה להפיל הנפלים שלא נתאמת. He says, there are things the rabbis discuss that if we don't see a scientific proof for it, well then we don't go with it. He says, the rabbis discuss that there was a necklace that women used to wear that had a specific weight, had a stone at the end of the necklace with a specific weight, and when a woman would wear that necklace, then that weight would balance the weight of a baby in her womb, and then if the woman was prone to miscarrying, then having that weight on her necklace would cause her not to miscarry. Says Rabbi Avram, that hasn't been proven to work. So the Mishnah and the Talmud discuss it as an amulet, it's going to work. Just get the right weight on the necklace and the woman won't miscarry. And Rabbi Avram says, but scientifically we haven't seen that to work.
Amulets aren't scientific, they're more...
Okay, so here he says it's got to work.
Something with the fox tooth. I always thought there was
a
spiritual idea.
He says there are many things the rabbi spoke about in Tractate Shabbos, about all kinds of cures that we say, if science can prove it, so then we'll go with it. And if science can't prove it, then the fact that the rabbis or certain generations thought it worked, we respect them with their opinion, and we go with what modern medicine knows. ובמקומותם התרץ דברים שבחנו אותם הבוחנים נשמעו ביניהם וסמכו הם עליהם ולא יודע על אמיתת עיון רופא אמיתי ולא שכל. He says, we'll go in different examples, and I'll show you where people have said they've experimented and it works, and then sometimes the rabbis went with what they heard from people who said we experimented and it works, but you know what? Science doesn't back it. Logic doesn't back it. There are places that the rabbis went with opinions of people who said this works, and he says, I will still delineate before you that there are examples that science says, no, it doesn't work. And he says logic doesn't back it. So there are instances where the rabbis were willing to go with a very common opinion in their day. The people said it worked. But he says we don't. We don't go with it. Vida. And I want you to know, ki lo yitchayev b'avu ma she'amarnu she'yema she'amru razal ikaf natechol yitzachit shtey ibashe kidrach shadi b'machmina hadvarim she'amarnu. It doesn't have to be that when our sages tell us advice, that we'll always say, well, if science doesn't back it, I'm not going with it. Our sages say, if you're hungry, eat. If you're thirsty, drink. If your pot is overcooking, then put it in a machmena. I don't know what that is. The fact of the matter is that our medicine today, says Rabbi Avram, agrees with what the sages said, that the best is to eat when you're hungry. Says, if you check our medicine books, if you check our science books, they all agree that the best way to live life is when you're hungry, that's when you should have your meal. When you're thirsty, that's when you should drink, etc. Meaning, he says, modern medicine of my day, says Rabbi Avram, says that don't eat till you're hungry. Don't drink till you're thirsty, but when you're thirsty, don't push off your drinking. Drink right away. And when you finish digesting, you need to relieve yourself. Go relieve yourself right away. Don't detain your visit to the bathroom. Once a person needs to use the facilities, he shouldn't push it off. So he says that's what the Talmud was saying, and modern medicine agrees with it. So don't just say anything the rabbi said about medicine was wrong. That's also not true.
But that's a pasuk.
Okay, what's the pasuk?
It's about the shakitsu.
Okay. V'chein en lanu liton na'aris tov lomar. We also shouldn't argue with Aristotle and say, ho'il v'adon chachmei ha'filosofim hu, v'ekim oftim amitim an metziut ha'borei yitbarach, just because he's the master of philosophers, and he's made all kinds of wonderful proofs. V'chayitze b'ze me'advarim ha'amitim sheba'u b'mofet u'fagu derech emet. Aristotle got a lot of things right. So we wouldn't say just because Aristotle got a lot of his proofs right and a lot of his philosophies right, ki ken matza emet be'munat kadmut ha'olam. We won't say so. He's also right when he says there's no starting point to the world. V'she'en ha'borei yitbarach yodea pratim v'chayitze b'ze. Aristotle claims God does not know details. God does not connect to the individual. We won't say just because Aristotle is right on some things that he's right on everything. We won't say the opposite extreme either. We won't say that Aristotle got everything wrong. Just because he got some things wrong, everything's wrong. We won't say that. We'll say some things Aristotle got right, some things Aristotle got wrong. What we have to do, and what every intelligent person has to do, is analyze every saying individually. So he says, analyze it. You have to give it a litmus test. Does it make sense? And if it's worthy of being upheld, uphold it. And if it's not worthy, so say, we don't buy it. And sometimes you have to say, I don't know. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. The Talmud tells you about a specific ant you should catch in a specific place, in a specific time, and do a specific thing, and it'll create a specific cure. Maybe they're right. We don't know. I wouldn't be so quick to say they're wrong. I wouldn't be quick to say they're right. I would say, I don't know. Kasher anu roim, when the rabbis say, if you take a black cat, the daughter of a black cat, and you burn the placenta, right, and then you put it in a specific type of vessel, then you'll be able to see all kinds of things. Maybe, I never tried. Maybe. Kasher anu roim otam zal sham roim alacha nekabel v'im ledin sheyesh tshuva. We see the rabbis will often say, if you have a tradition about this, okay, I'll believe you. But if you're telling me logically that this is so, I'll argue with you. So that should be our approach. Sometimes when things are not defined, so the rabbis will say, Teku. This stays as a question. Very often the rabbis will say, I take it back. Meaning if something's being proven, we should be honest enough to say, I take it back. They know what they were saying. The rabbis say, if a person wakes up with an eye infection, they should take their first saliva before they rinse their mouth, before they eat anything or drink anything, put it in their eye, and it'll cure the eye infection. Many people say it works. Don't ask me why. The rabbis say that if a person has an eye infection, they should take mother's milk, put it in their eye, and it cures the eye infection. Many women will tell you it worked for their kids. There are things that the Talmud says that we don't know why they should work, But people swear that they do work. I'm not saying they do it. No, I have no idea. But if a lot of people say they do, so that's what the Rabbi Avram is saying. Don't be so quick to say everything they said is not right. Modern medicine is smarter. Don't be so quick to say everything they say in medicine or in science is right. You sometimes see that Beis Hillel say, we take it back, we're going to say like Beis Shammai. We find many times that the rabbis say, I take it back. So our goal is the truth. But our goal is to find the truth through proofs. In areas that the rabbis have a better tradition, they know, so then I'll go with them. In areas that are a question of logic, then I want to understand why what they said is right. Again, Rabbi Avram is saying there are two areas here. There's a question of Torah, there's a question of science. In Torah, they're the masters of tradition. In science, let them prove it. If they've proven it, fine. And if not, then no. And this is what my father said. He's quoting the Rambam now. He said, he's quoting the Rambam, that inyanim eilu v'chaitze bem en lavinam litbonen otam ipnei she'agadol haitza v'chochma ela mipnei ha'ayot v'amoftim she'yesh alihim. Don't say they were so smart, so I'm going to trust everything they say. When it comes to things that are not Torah, ask for proof. V'udavar mevo'ar v'inyan kal. He says, what I've just said, says Rabbi Avram, is something obvious, it's easy. B'inei kol notem al tavat gufo. Anyone that's not bias, anyone that's not bias will find it easy to understand. V'reiti l'avi kan ma'amar shamru zal v'ava'er lecha. He says, I want to take an example and explain. K'dei she'yityashev v'yitkabel b'da'atcha ahavata me'emet. I want you to see how much our sages loved the truth and how much they were willing to do everything to obtain the truth. The Talmud tells us a story in Tractate Pesachim. The wise men of Israel said that the cycle is set in the sky, the stars are set in some kind of cycle, and the cycle doesn't move, the stars move within. And Rebbe tried to bring a proof to the rabbis. He said, I can bring support to what they've said from different things we see in nature. So, again, he says, let me explain. Rebbe said, according to the Jewish wise men, the cycle is set, and the stars and the zodiac is what's moving. The wise men of the nation say, no, the cycle's moving. There's a whole system that's moving in the star in the heavens, and the stars and the zodiac, they don't move. It's they're like stuck in a wheel, and the wheel is turning, but they don't move. According to the wise men of the nations, we see that you'll never find the constellations, the ones that are on the left, shifting to the right. You never see them moving, changing sides. So that's what our sages say. There are in the order of the zodiac, you never see it out of order. The zodiac always maintains a certain order. So that's what led them to that. And then he says, Rebbe didn't understand the wise men of the nations correctly. That's why he argued with them. And that's when the later rabbi said, maybe Rebbe didn't understand the scientists right. Rebbe said, the rabbis are right against the Greek scientists. It must have been, you know, the Roman scientists of the time. So the Talmud says, well, Rebbe's proof isn't a good proof. Rebbe's proof indicates he didn't even understand what they were saying in terms of the stars. So he says, you see, Rebbe tried to bring a proof. He didn't say, well, our tradition is differently about the stars. He didn't say, who cares what the scientists say. He tried to bring a proof. And the later rabbi said, well, he didn't understand the scientists well, and so his proof doesn't really dispel what the scientists said. He misunderstood what they were saying. He goes into many details of astronomy here, so I'm not going into all that. And in the end, when Rebbe heard the proofs for the scientist, he said, our tradition is wrong. He said, what we think, the way the stars work is wrong, the scientists are right. So Rav Acha said, Rebbe, your proof isn't good. You didn't understand what the scientists were saying. Rebbe heard it. And in the end, he said, you know what? You're right. I'm accepting what the scientists said. So he says, look at how beautiful it is. Rebbe didn't start saying, but the rabbis said differently than the scientists until my day. Rebbe said, if you're going to explain it to me, now you'll bring me a good proof, so I'll go with the scientists. That's what Rebbe said about understanding the system of the solar system. And Rebbe is quoted in the Talmud as saying, the proof goes with the scientists, with the wise men of the nations, go with them. That's the way to understand the astronomic systems. He says, you see how honest they were. You see how they were looking for truth. And you see how they were looking for proofs, and the proof is what would carry the weight when it came to science. And he says, if Rebbe would have had a proof the other way, he would have gone the other way, but the key would have been, where does the proof lie? He says, Ki ha'adam k'sheyashlich mal panav ha'sheker, if man is willing to remove lies, v'yikayem ha'emet, and he says, what I want is truth. V'achrienu la'amito, and he says, I'm going to rule with where the truth lies. V'achzobu midato, and if a person is willing to say, I made a mistake, just because I thought one way doesn't mean I'm right, she'itber lo efcha, if he says, if I turn out to be wrong, I'll admit it, en sefeki kadoshu, that's what's called holy. Rebbe is called Rebbe HaKadosh. Rebbe is single in the Tanaim that he's called Rebbeinu HaKadosh. He says, that's holy. When a person says, only the truth interests me. He says, you see here, that our tradition is that the rabbis were not looking to say, we're always right. In Torah, they have to be right. In science, they're going to do the best they can, and they're going to look for the proof as to where the truth lies. He says, this was my introduction. He says, now, if you're willing to go with me, I want to discuss with you Midrashim, and how we look at the words of our sages, but he says, this was an intro. You want to look at Midrashim, you have to be open to the fact that when it comes to science, we're interested in facts. It's not about tradition, it's about proofs, it's about logic. You want to talk to me about Torah? Their tradition wins. There we say the rabbis were masters of tradition. You want to talk to me about anything else? Well, the truth, if it's not Torah, then the truth has to win. This is his intro. Now he says, I want to explain five distinctions when it comes to Midrash.